Your wife said she was going out for girls' night, but you know the truth. You know she has not been satisfied by your tiny cock, and that she's really out there finding herself a bull lover for the night. Oh, I mean, she did go to the club, because there's no better place to test out the cock size of dozens of guys in one night. You know, with the bump and grind dancing, all she has to do is press her ass right up against their crotch and feel those cocks grow. I mean, she doesn't want the nasty little surprise you gave her the first night that she took you to bed. And you see, tonight, she's gonna get lucky. She finds her perfect man. Her eyes go wide when she feels his huge cock spreading her ass cheeks through that flimsy dress. His strong hands on her hips. And the music changes and she stands up and turns towards him. They kiss. Her hands wander, and she caresses that cock right there in the club. He grabs her wrist and leads her to the door, out into the night air, to the parking deck. Your wife fumbles with her cell as she sends you a text. Sorry, hon, I had too much to drink. I don't feel safe driving home. I'm gonna spend the night at my girlfriend's. See you in the morning. The bull pushes her up against his car, his hands cupping her breast. She lets out the most delicious moan as his thumb finds her nipple. He undoes his belt buckle and drops his pants as he climbs into the back seat of his car. His big 10-inch cock springing out from its cloth prison. Your wife's eyes go wide again as she sees it for the first time. She follows him into the car and wastes no time in dropping to the floorboard so she can wrap her lips all around that monster cock. Her tongue glides all over his dick. As her head bobs up and down, tongue flicking across the tip, lapping up that bead of pre-cum drooling out from that big, fat, mushroom cap head. He pulls her up. She pulls her panties off and straddles him. She lowers and impales herself on his big, thick, pussy stretching cock. It feels so good, she can't help herself as she starts screaming. She sticks her upper body out of the moonroof, her hands holding tight to the roof rack, and her head thrown back, not caring who might see and hear her there in the parking garage. Because he is pounding her pussy so good.